A group that wants to bring back wild sea otters to the Oregon coast is taking a big step forward. The federal government has awarded a grant to launch a feasibility study for a reintroduction effort. Correspondent Tom Bonsi begins our story on the coast.
California is home to sea otters. Washington, British Columbia, and Alaska have sea otters. Oregon, no sea otters. Plenty of seals and sea lions, but not sea otters. Ironically, I'm at the Oregon shore looking out to Otter Rock from a place named Otter Crest. Once upon a time, there were sea otters here, but then fur hunters wiped them out more than a century ago. Now, a renewed campaign to restore sea otters to the Oregon coast is gaining steam.
It's more than just cute, it's more than just the ecosystem.
Bob Bailey directs the Ilaca Alliance, a nonprofit that wants to return wild sea otters to Oregon. Ilaca means sea otter in the Clatsop Chinookan language.
They're a keystone species. They've been gone for over 150 years. The ecosystem and its productivity, its resilience off of the Oregon coast has undoubtedly been compromised over what it would be if they were here.
Among other things, sea otters keep sea urchins in check. Urchins mow down underwater kelp forests. So if sea otters come back, Bailey says you should get more kelp forests. Kelp provides shelter and food for a range of sea life and sequesters carbon. Bailey says he was totally thrilled to win $40,000 in funding from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to conduct a feasibility study of sea otter reintroduction in Oregon.
It means everything to us. This is the keyhole through which the key will fit or not. And everything else will depend on the outcome of this feasibility study.
Bailey described the upcoming April launch of the study at a conference for wildlife biologists in Eugene. This was the recent annual meeting of the Oregon chapter of the Wildlife Society.
So we are very supportive of exploring the possibility.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Field Supervisor Michelle Swarchis discussed the many issues on the minds of state and federal agencies. They have the final say on the possible restoration of sea otters to the Oregon coast.
Do we have enough suitable habitat? Do we have sufficient prey? What will the effects be on the community and on other species?
Swarchis says the human dimension is just as important as the ecological considerations.
Is there public support for it? What would the effect be on the local economies along the coast? There could be some positive effects, there could be some negative effects, but we think it's important to lay all of those out so that the public is fully informed and understands what the potential ramifications of a reintroduction could mean.
Super cute sea otters could be good for tourism, but the crab industry is wary. One of the things sea otters eat is Dungeness crab, which happens to be Oregon's single most valuable commercial fishery. The Oregon coast is a busy place and not as pristine as it once was. Yet Seattle Aquarium sea otter expert Sean Larson says if otters can bounce back off central California, it can probably happen in Oregon too.
That's a very populated coastline around Monterey, and they found this estuary Elkhorn Slough, and they're like, okay, it's protected. We know there's a lot of people, but we're not sure what's going to happen. Let's just put some of the otters there and see how it goes. Huge success. So I think there's now like about 100 sea otters that live there.
Larson is involved in monitoring the flourishing sea otter population on the Washington coast. Reintroduction succeeded along Washington and British Columbia's wild coast, but sea otters transplanted to Oregon during the same time period, the early 1970s, mysteriously vanished after a few years. I'm Tom Bonsi in Eugene.